This is Dr. Richard Friedman. We're broadcasting from New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. I'm going to be interviewing a patient, Bess, today, who's had a history of depression, and this is going to be an unscripted interview. We'll talk for a few minutes, and after our interview, I'm going to be talking about some aspects of what we discuss. Thanks very much for coming in and talking with me today, and I thought maybe what we could do is just start off by you're telling me just a little bit about your experience with depression, you know, what it felt like, what the whole experience was like, how you sort of first figured out that there was something that was wrong.
It's a complicated issue because I think it's a complex feeling, and I think it strikes in different ways. I think sometimes it feels like a kind of a veil of sadness, and sometimes it feels like a gloom, just an overwhelming sense of gloom. Sometimes it feels like hopelessness or loneliness. Sometimes, and oftentimes for me, I think I feel it's like a visitation from something that really has nothing to do with the real me. I keep feeling that I'm not a depressed person, that I'm a perfectly cheerful, happy, optimistic person. And this thing descends on me and makes me think about sad thoughts and suicidal thoughts and things like that, which do not have anything to do with who I really am. So, somebody once described it to me as feeling like you have the flu in the brain, and it does seem that way sometimes to me.
So you actually perceive it as an alien thing. It's almost like a disease that comes on you. It's not something that you consider part of yourself.
I try not to think of it that way, and for the most part, I can think of it that way. I grew up in a family where there was a lot of depression, and it's been in my family, I happen to know, through generations. Mm-hmm. So the likelihood is it's in my genetic background, but I like to think that it's really not a part of my personality.
Does it feel different than, being unhappy when something disappointing or sad happens in your life?
Is
it
very
different? It is different. Can you say how?
That's reality. That's much easier to deal with when something happens that's concrete. You ordinarily have either some control over it or you have no control over it. If you don't have any control over it, well, you just say, okay, too bad, move on from here. If you do have control over it, you fix it. With depression, there's a sense of loss of control because it's so ephemeral, it's so vague, and it's hard to get a grip on.
Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes get the depressed feeling even when everything in life seems fine?
That's the most bizarre part. Yes, I get the feeling that I'll be walking by the beach and it's a beautiful day on the beach and I'm just having the best time walking on the beach, and I'll look out and I'll think, what a lovely day to just float out to sea and go under. And it's maddening.
It must also be puzzling in the sense that, you know, you can't point your finger at anything that is upsetting to warrant your feeling so bad.
Exactly.
So when that happens, what do you think is wrong? What actually goes through your mind?
I tell myself again, this has to be a chemical malfunction. The synapses are doing something truly bizarre. This is not me.
Mm-hmm.
The me is the person who's having a very good time. And this other thing is the visitation.
Mm-hmm.
I start thinking about Virginia Woolf and people like that who suffered with what they called, periods of madness, because they seem to describe it in the same kind of way.
Are there other things that you notice that happen when this comes upon you besides your mood changing? What else changes when you get depressed?
I become withdrawn. It becomes very difficult to speak. I mean, just the effort of opening my mouth and forcing words to come out requires great effort. My family tells me that my face becomes more impassive, less expressive.
So you look different.
I look different. Apparently it's in my eyes, I can't tell. And I become disinterested in the activities that ordinarily give me pleasure. I'm pretty much disinterested in everything.
Mm-hmm. Are there any things that change about your sleep and your appetite?
When I'm really, really deeply depressed, then I lose my appetite. I tend to be more hungry when I'm depressed because it's one of the few things that gives me pleasure. I will look forward to eating something. Mm-hmm. So I'll tend to eat more. As far as sleep is concerned, I want to sleep. And I usually don't have a lot of trouble with sleeping. With drugs, I've had difficulty with it, with antidepressants and other drugs. But for the most part, I've been all right with the sleeping, and in fact, I'd like to sleep all the time because I'm so exhausted. I think the depression makes me feel very tired.
So it takes away your energy.
Takes away my energy, definitely.
You said a moment ago that when you're depressed, you know, when you gave this image of yourself on the beach, you know, it was a beautiful day, why not just swim out and, you know, that would be the end of it. Tell me about the suicidal thinking when you're depressed. What happens?
That's so strange. It appears to me to be the release from pain. And it doesn't seem like a negative thing. It seems like a happy thing. I know that sounds bizarre, but it just seems like a rest, and it also seems entirely forbidden because I have children and I would never ever do that to my children. So I don't, the fantasy is there, but I don't allow myself to think about it past the fantasy because I don't believe that if you have children you have the right to do this. But I truly identify with and understand people who have taken that way, and I don't hold a grudge against them because I can understand why they followed that route. Mm-hmm. It's just so exhausting, and you become more than feeling the sense of despair, overwhelming despair. You know, you see movies where people sit on the edge of their bed crying and weeping and carrying on, and then they shoot themselves through the head. For me, it's not like that. It's more a sense of complete exhaustion and just feeling I cannot possibly go through this anymore. I've just had it, and wanting to lie down and go to sleep or float out to sea and go to sleep.
The feeling really is being fed up and wanting to just get rid of this pain.
Right.
To escape something that's really bad.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little about the treatment?
Sure.
You've been taking various medications for depression. And what's your feeling about the treatment?
Well, I am appear to be a very drug-sensitive person. So there have been some bizarre side effects from the various drugs that we've tried. Everything from having my legs swell up like an elephant and gaining 10 pounds overnight to having my hair fall out in clumps. It hasn't been an easy road. And it appears to be a still ongoing struggle to find the right soup. And I know from what friends and other people have told me, this can go on a while. Mm-hmm. It's been many months for me of trying to find something that works. And I'm not there yet.
Right. In the beginning of treatment, when you took antidepressants, can you remember what they did and how you felt?
The only one I did try several antidepressants that didn't work or that had side effects. They did something to my stomach. They kept me awake at night. Something happened with each of them until I hit on one particular one, which sent me flying into a manic state. And that was the most fun I think I've ever had in my life. I had never had an experience like this before. And I had 3 weeks of of total bliss. I was really obnoxious, but I had an extremely good time.
Mm-hmm. Was there a period when you took an antidepressant that you actually had experienced an increase in suicidal feelings or thoughts?
Yes. Fairly recently, I tried one that, in fact, made me feel worse. Mm-hmm. And that was not a happy time for me because it happened to be an antidepressant that a very close friend of mine had taken. I had known him all my life. He was depressed all his life and miserable. And he went on this medication and his whole life changed. His whole personality changed. He was so happy. And I had such high hopes for this. And when I took it, I just became more and more despondent, and mm-hmm. It was so depressing.
Which antidepressant was this?
That was Zoloft.
Zoloft. And when you felt worse on the medicine, what did you think?
I thought, there is no hope for me. I thought, this is just never going to work because I've tried all these others, and here's the one that I had really pitched my dreams on after talking with my friend. And it's turned out to be even worse. So is there something in my brain that makes me different from other people so that I can't be helped? Am I drug proof or something? So that was not a happy couple of weeks there.
What happened eventually after the Zoloft?
I went off it, and then went on to, I don't know if there was another one in between, but went on to the one that had created the hypermanic state, but with a mood stabilizer along with it to try to keep me from going off the charts. So one would hope that that'll create a balance.
Right. Well, I really wanted to thank you, Bess, for coming and talking about your experience. It was very helpful, actually, and I think a lot of people who have depression will learn something about, you know, the difference between feeling depressed and being unhappy, and also the fact that it's not necessarily very easy to get better. It's not necessarily the first drug or the second drug or even the third drug for some people. As you said yourself, it's been a long road, so I really appreciate it.
Delighted.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, one of our goals, aside from our primary goal in helping patients who have psychiatric illnesses and helping them feel better, is to help educate families and give family members information about the illnesses that their loved ones are suffering from. And our hope is that these podcasts will not just provide information to patients who have psychiatric problems, but also give critical and helpful information to their family members as well.
Well, it might not have come across from the way that Bess was talking, because in fact, although she really suffered tremendously from depression, as most patients who are depressed feel terribly emotionally in pain, she's feeling a lot better during the interview today. So you may have the impression that depression is no big deal, but in fact, it's extremely painful for people to experience. And her description was a description of an experience that she's by and large mostly over.